This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Getting up for, that's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air with more info. If you're like a lot of other people, you can't get enough of the DJV show. The solution, we're all about solutions here. Go to DJVshow.com, click on the word listen. It's 24/7 in dazzling HD digital audio. Wow, I'm impressed. I listen to myself. Oh, I don't have to. I can listen to you with my headsets on. Very good. All right, let's get to what's going on here. I only mention this story because it's gross. I mention it because it's time to throw the book at people like this. No mercy for a Chicago woman and her daughter, formerly charged with the killing of a pregnant teenager. They took the baby from her in a way that you don't want described. They're charged with first-degree murder for both of the offenses, and the details are not, you know, probably make it into an episode of Chicago PD at some point in time. But the bottom line is here that they were indicted, and these are the kinds of things we talk a lot about, the death penalty and whether it is useful or not, or whether it's just about vengeance. Anybody who can do what they did to this kid deserves to die. That's it. Is that judgmental on my part? Who the hell am I to say they deserve to die? In my book, in my life, in my reality, anybody who does what these two women did to this kid and
if
the baby.
This is the same story I heard a few weeks ago. Was this one of those like Craigslist meetups where she was trying to get baby clothes
Facebook.
Or something like that?
Facebook.
Yeah,
it was Facebook.
Yeah. Just one of those situations where you have to be so careful. Don't go by yourself. Go to a place where it's well lit. I think, was it Facebook or Craigslist that's now working with police stations where you can go and meet up in those parking lots?
I think it's Facebook.
Well, Craigslist is
Craigslist,
well, Facebook. Yeah, there's also a separate app called, I forget what it's called, but there's a separate app that actually is just for selling things, and they have partnered with police stations across the country so that you go and exchange goods in the lobby or the parking lot of the police station, which is obviously that's the smartest way to do this. I know, Doug, you buy and sell stuff online a lot, farm equipment and things like that.
Yes, I do.
But, you know, it's worth noting, be careful where you go to pick stuff up, because you never know. It's the world we live in today. It's horrible.
I go to farms. Not too much danger.
Well, you know, people disappear on farms, too. Just saying.
Yeah, right. No, you're right.
Be careful.
Yeah.
A lot of hiding places.
I bought some cows on a farm in Connecticut that I'd never been to before. And it's interesting you say that, Victoria, because I am, whether it's my subconscious, I wanted to know what the place looked like, because the neighborhood that I know, this neighborhood in terms of farms, and there are a couple of really dumpy sort of like gravel pit farms where anything goes, anything happens, and the people are, this sounds very prejudicial, but Portuguese farmers in New England are not exactly the most stand-up folks. So anyway, I checked out. I went to their farm. They have a website. Looked at it. It was beautiful. Nicely done. Run by a fellow who's in the healthcare business with his wife. So it was A-okay. But if I'd have gone down the street to the other place, no. So that's a very good point. Very astute. Thank you. I think that's a good warning. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga have a huge and overwhelming connection. That's the story. That's
well, we all
the gossip.
Saw it for 2 hours on screen.
Yep.
So
yeah, a huge and overwhelming connection. So whether she
is
likes her
euphemism?
Weed and whiskey,
is that a euphemism for something else?
No, that's a headline that I actually saw yesterday too.
Actually,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's I scanned the headlines the same probably places you do, Victoria, and that was I saw that and I just chuckled because of what we had said yesterday morning. Overwhelming connection. Of course they do. Come on.
when she would say it was just they were actors. I don't think you act. You're a good actor.
I think that because this was her first movie and she wanted to be almost like a method actor, and she got so into that space, and he mm-hmm. was there, and he's kind of method during his thing, and I don't know. I think
would
they got all methody together.
And looks-wise, she's punching up. As far as talent goes, he's probably punching up, but when it comes to looks, give me a break. Mm. Who wouldn't like Bradley Cooper?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think he's better looking than she is, Frank. I don't think she's that good looking.
Right.
I think she's interesting and very sexy, but I don't think she's that good looking. But the movie was so well done, and you just rooted for him. That's the kind of movie I want to see. You root for these people. You want them to be together. You want it to work. So even though his character was a little dicey, still, it was good. Good, 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 good. And hopefully, if they, you know, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. So, before I get to you, Jennifer, I want to talk about one of your faves, Mr. Cruise.
Other Cruise.
Yeah, the other Cruise. Spelled C-R-U-Z. Not C-R-U-I-S.
I love that he's one of my favorites, but okay,
Which one? Both of them. Remember, I used
to... Just because I defend him and say he's not, like, this horrible, like...
Well, I said during the campaign...
Bruise on humanity, like you used to
vote
say.
Vote for Cruz.
I had
this conversation. The reason I bring it up is because, as we talk about him, the Talkers Convention that was held last Friday in New York City focused on people from all over the country, talk folks. Michael Berry is a well-known talk host in Texas, and he was on this stage with a bunch of other people, and it was a conversation about politicians, you know, thankfully we didn't have too many of those panels, but there were a couple, and Michael Berry, who has done very well as a talk host, was talking about his dislike for Trump in a world of, the panel was about Trump and can you succeed as a political talk host in America and not like Trump. And Barry was the prime example, who said during during his panel that he despised Trump. He didn't like him then. He said Cruz was one of his best friends. It was before, and he is now. Can't imagine how Trump is there and can't stand the way he governs. And he went on and on and on, which I thought was kind of interesting. And so that popped into my mind as we were thinking about Ocasio-Cruz and Cortez and Cruz together.
That's what happens when they get married. They become Ocasio-Cruz.
Ocasio-Cortez-Cruz.
Right.
It's a combo. All right, Jennifer, take it away, will you please?
All right, a little bit of sad news, and this comes out of my home state of California. Not sure if this is in the national headlines yet, but I think it will be. There was a sheriff's deputy who was shot earlier in the week while waiting at a Jack in the Box, which is a fast food restaurant near Los Angeles in a town called Alhambra. It's nearest probably to Pasadena, where the Rose Parade is held. Los Angeles County Deputy Joseph Gilbert Solano, 50 years old, was shot in the head as he waited for food at that Jack in the Box. He was off duty. He was in civilian clothes when it happened. Someone in the restaurant had warned him that he was being followed before the shooting, according to reports. Apparently the doctors worked on him for 2 days. They tried to save him, but he succumbed to his injuries on Wednesday evening. The entire L.A. Sheriff's Department family has gotten together on this one. They did a procession on Wednesday evening and started sending out some tweets in memoriam of one of their fallen brothers. Law enforcement officials gathered to escort his flag-draped coffin from a medical center where he was being treated to the county coroner's office. They said he was known as being kind-hearted, a generous family man. Police have arrested a suspect, Rhett McKenzie Nelson, who's 30 years old, for the shooting on Tuesday. He was initially held on $2 million bail for the shooting, but after the deputy died, that changed to no bail. There's no word yet on what the motivation was, but clearly we know that there's a risk to officers when they're in the line of duty. What is completely scary to me, and I think we can do so much better, is when these people are in a restaurant with their life, with their family, with their friends, and they're still being targeted by people in the communities that they serve. It's heartbreaking, I think.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
Food for thought. 16 past the hour. Good job, ladies.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Streaming the DJV Show at djvshow.com, our most recent podcast, folks. We talk about Jon Stewart's emotional plea to Congress this week. And then we focus on the helicopter crash in New York, what made the pilot do what he did. You can also hear us talking about the upcoming Democratic debates. Also, whether or not the U.S. women's soccer team went overboard in their recent win over Thailand. I guess the jury's still out on that one. The innovative way Vietnam is eliminating plastic waste. All of those discussion items and more right now on the podcast, djvshow.com. On demand, you can rate it, connect with us on social media as well at facebook.com/DJV Show, on Twitter at DJV Show. TuneIn Radio has the stream. RadioAmerica.com has the stream. It's there. One of the things I would like to have us become known for as we get more into the debate, because I don't like politics, as you know, and I don't want to have a lot of it here, but the election itself and who's running and what they get for media exposure. What's the news media doing? Who's backing them financially? What kind of personal chemistry do they have? That kind of stuff. That's what I want to know. I want to know more about whether some of these people are in the right place at the right time, or whether they really have, you know, the starch. All of those things are much more important to me than some of this other stuff. A good, healthy debate would hopefully be helpful to
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
More music, less talk. I can't say that here. But music is such an important part of our lives. I love bringing you stories with the ladies' cooperation on some of the big stars of the day, some of whom I know a lot about, some of whom I don't know anything about. I guess I'm feeling like I know more about Maren Morris all the time because she's certainly very much out there. She teased a preview of her upcoming feature in Playboy with a couple of photos that one would describe with the adjective sultry, I guess. Posted them on Instagram. Photos weren't received well. Well, there is a lot of commentary, let's put it that way. She's topless in the photos, seated in a chair wearing a cowboy hat, boots, red pants, all smiles. Strip it down. Something with Playboy is coming next week, she wrote. Photos received praise from fellow country artist Lindsay, is it in Lindsay L? Don't know her. Carly Pierce, Leanne Rimes. Also some pretty hateful comments, as you can imagine. One person on Instagram warned that Morris would lose respect following the photo shoot. Why?
Oh, it's what? So silly anyway, because anyone who follows...
Double standard.
So, her, I mean, she's all covered up. She doesn't have a shirt on, but her arm is in front of her.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
And also, anyone who follows Maren Morris on Instagram already knows that all of her tour outfits are like booty shorts and small shirts. So it's not like this is any different from what she normally wears.
Yeah. So what is the big deal then? What's the opportunity?
Now, somebody's always got to be unhappy.
Yeah. I think that... I don't know. Maybe because Playboy's involved and that there's a stigma attached to
come
Playboy.
Come on. In this day and age,
Playboy's
pretty mild.
Yeah, I don't know. God. Maybe with some of her country followers. I don't know.
What does her husband think? Probably would be the...
He probably thinks she looks great. Yeah.
Question. Yeah.
She's in great shape. I think she's had a trainer for the last year. She looks amazing.
Yeah. I don't get it. Well, that's me. Anyway... she's actually good for her. She stood her ground. Instagram story posted later that same day after the Instagram comment. She asserted that she makes music for herself and is proud of the photos as well. She said, quote, "Some can slut shame me for my lyrics about sex. You can put me in your little box, but I want to live and love." She added, "I recently accepted myself. We'll put these photos in a frame because I I never have this moment back again. I won't get it back. Can't wait for you to read my interview with Playboy and their gender and sexuality issue. Comes out next week. I drop some truth as well. What's the 80s Mercedes that we're listening to now? 80s Mercedes? Mm-hmm. What's that song about? Some activity in the back seat?
No. Talking about driving down the road in her 80s Mercedes.
Ah.
Yeah.
I had an 80s Mercedes. I used to drive down the road. It was kind of fun. Those diesel four speeds? Yeah.
We won't ask you about any backseat stuff in your 80s Mercedes.
Yeah.
Well, when I was in my... Okay. Probably just as well. All right, next up, Luke Combs has been invited to join the Grand Ole Opry. It's a good year for him. So, as the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry, he'll have certainly much more visibility. During his 16th appearance on the stage at the Opry, his two-song set was interrupted when Craig Morgan, John Conley, and Chris Jansen came out to join him. "How'd you like to be the next member of the Grand Ole Opry?" Morgan and Jansen asked in unison as Conley stood beside them. Unable to get a word out, Combs simply hugged all three of them, fought back tears to finish his set. If you don't know, this is it. This is the pinnacle. This is really the way that you prove that you've made it, getting into the Opry. You're quite the thing. Luke's heart is filled with love and genuine appreciation for the Opry, said the general manager, Sally Williams. And we're excited about this being his musical home throughout what will no doubt be a long and rewarding career. So, good for Luke Combs. 28 after the hour. She makes plans for the weekend.
This Father's Day weekend, switch to Sprint, and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line with a prepaid MasterCard. That's right. We'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line. It's our way of giving you a clean slate so you can make the switch to Sprint. For a limited time, you can also pick up a new Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.5 for Dad for $0. That's a savings of $419.99. Celebrate Father's Day by getting Dad a special gift from Sprint. Stop by your local Sprint store during Sizzling Sprint Weekend, June 14th, 15th, and 16th to learn more. That's June 14th, 15th, and 16th at Sprint.
Less required phone trade and credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charge or remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Samsung Galaxy Tab A, $10.50 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Tax due at sale.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy in her family.
President Trump reacts to news. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving. The president speaking at an event about criminal justice.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great. and she's going to be leaving the service of her country.
Sanders, who is 36 years old, married with three young children, and returning home to Arkansas.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Before half the hour, I wait for danger. I just reset my clock.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what happens. Let's see how we can mess up this half hour of the DJV program. It's a good thing I have Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillman to keep me on the straight and narrow as we move into various. I talk about this program being universally available and accessible, and I kind of like it. Normally, it's an early morning program on most stations, or what they call morning drive or mid-morning. But we just started on a station in Minnesota in the early afternoon, which is kind of neat. It's nice because the conversation is appropriate for any time of the day, and a lot more stations seem to want to have at least some variety in their conversation, even though most of the the important news talk stations. If you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown show, which I do with Michael Harrison and also some of the gang that's here, you know that there is a major focus on politics. But then there are other things that happen. Here's a story from the Quickie Department. A college student took down a police officer who was attempting to meet with an underage girl after using Snapchat's gender switch filter. I don't even know what that is. You want to help me? Well, this is in San Francisco Bay.
I don't get what the filter has to do with. I don't get that. So he met an underage girl using Snapchat?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because all the gender swap feature does is it, you know, changes your face to make you look like a girl, but it's really obvious you're using the filter, so it's not like
it's just a
you would be fooling someone into thinking you're actually a girl.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Because you get to see what you look like as a girl or a boy.
Yeah.
Oh. And you
it's popular.
And
a lot of people do it. Yeah, and it's just kind of funny. But separate
would you do
from
it?
That... Yeah, we probably all, I don't use Snapchat anymore, but yeah, it's just, you know, whatever. But that's not really the story, though. So he met an underage girl on Snapchat, and then how did go ahead and finish the rest of the story, because the filter is not the problem.
She apparently knew this guy was a baddie, and so she set a trap for him, as near as I can tell. This is somewhere in California, I think San Mateo, Jennifer. The police chief said this alleged conduct, if true, is no way reflective of how we stand as a department, as a affront to the tenets of our department and our profession. As police officers, we have sworn an oath to serve and protect our communities. You know, I think...
Right, but so what happened, I'm confused.
This story is backwards. It's the college student is a college boy who used the filter to look like
a girl
to try and... Yeah, what you made it sound like was the police officer was using the filter to talk with...
No, I'm sorry. I meant he was trying to find girls.
The student is a college boy who is acting as an underage girl and using that filter on Snapchat
the cop,
to look like a girl
the cop,
and was
he
trying
the
to reel in
bad
girls, people who were trying to chase young girls. So,
so what happened? So the cop shows up to wherever he thinks he's meeting an underage girl.
He took the bait. Yeah, he took
the bait. And then were there other cops there to arrest him? How did it happen?
Well, he said he was looking to get someone. Yeah, this woman, boy, whatever, girl, called the cops, and
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, the boy looks
we
like a girl.
We should probably read stories before we talk about them.
No, I am talking about
this. It's so confusing.
It's confusing.
If this is about the filter, how dumb is it that someone actually believes
that
the filter on Snapchat is real?
Yeah. All right, you got it now?
They don't look convincing. No, I still don't have.
Anyway, he was arrested for trying to commit a felony and booked in the jail. So there's the answer.
Well, that's where
to
I was going
question.
With it. I was about to. Yeah, thank you.
I was about to get there before you. You jumped.
He
the
was
gun
about
there,
to get there
Come
after
on.
He finished reading the story in a couple minutes.
I just thought it was interesting. All right, Jennifer. Victoria. Your turn, Victoria. Let's see what we can chop you up now.
Here's some real news of a story that I have read in advance of talking about it. Yes. So the first of the 50 people who have been charged with the college admissions scandal, the first one, who was the former Stanford sailing coach, he has been sentenced. However, he will serve zero time in prison. And so No. He has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised release, a $10,000 fine. The first 6 months of the sentence, he will be in home detention with electronic monitoring. And he pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit racketeering for arranging bribes of $110,000 and $160,000 to the sailing program at Stanford, and then designating two applicants who had zero sailing experience, as he basically labeled them as sailing recruits. And so... neither of the students completed the application process, according to the university, and he is now just the first one. So the judge, this is all taking place in Boston, and so the judge, Judge Zobel, said that John Vandemore is probably the least culpable. This is what the judge directly said. He said the others who were charged took money for themselves. He did not do that. All the money he took went directly to the sailing program. So essentially, that's the way the judge kind of separates this guy from maybe the rest of the people who are going to be charged. Now, half of these people have already pleaded guilty. And then the other half, like Lori Loughlin and her husband, they are going to have a trial probably, I think, in September. We'll see if they get jail time. They're pleading not guilty, and they're putting up a fight. So it'll be interesting to see how these sentences start to roll out. It looks like there will be varying degrees of severity based on things like what the judge said. This guy didn't keep the money himself. He put it into the sailing program. So we'll see who the next victim is.
The next victim. A lot of victims here.
Yeah.
Speaking of victims and the law, a group of family members in Columbia, South Carolina, asking a jury to spare the life of a father who murdered his five children. Why? This guy, Timothy Jones, killed all five of his children.
Yeah, I don't know why the wife went on the stand and she was crying and said to ask to spare. I don't get it. How can you love someone who killed your five children unless you're a psychopath?
Well, that's it. You see, the circumstances present themselves. These people are psycho.
You care more about the life of the guy who killed your five children than the children themselves? I don't know. I don't get it.
How could you face him?
I know.
In that circumstance. How do you do that? That'd be my question. All right, here's the loser of the day. Jennifer will probably argue with me about this, but I feel very, very strongly about these sorts of things because of the way they happen, why they happen, how they happen. The Defense Department has announced they have given Lockheed Martin a $34 billion contract to build hundreds of new F-35 fighter jets that the Air Force says it doesn't need. According to Lockheed Martin, if the deal goes through, they will make 478 more F-35s. Now, if we're going to sell them, I don't know quite how the procurement process works. Does the Pentagon order planes for other countries? Because we make deals to sell these planes, and it's my understanding that they can't sell armaments to other countries without the government's approval. Like the Saudis just got some stuff from us. I don't know what it was. It was an airplane thing. But is that considered overstock, or do we make them and then we plan to sell them? I don't know.
Yeah, you'd have to probably check into it, because if we're selling them, it's not a big deal. I'm not for the waste, though. If the military says they don't need them, why would we order them?
They cost. So, this is the estimated cost of the program is $1 trillion by the time they get through building them and servicing them and training fighter pilots to fly them. But there's so many planes now. And I remember taking a flight in 1970 something or other in a plane that was left over. It was a cargo plane that had been used in 1997, a plane that had been built for the Vietnam War or in that era. And it was D-Day weekend, and I went to, it was a regular cargo plane, and they put
seats
in
them
for us. Selling.
They're selling these planes. They're selling them to Singapore, Greece, Romania, Spain, and
the old planes now they are, yeah.
Right, but so it's not like more military waste.
So wait, so we're buying the planes and then reselling them? Why wouldn't those other countries just buy them directly from Lockheed?
Well, because the government doesn't let the other country buy without their approval. They can't go on the market. Lockheed Martin can't go out and sell these planes.
Oh, okay. So it's not like Airbus
countries
or Boeing that can sell other countries. Okay.
No, because they're military planes, and our government doesn't want these countries. They only want countries that they want to have these planes, have these planes.
To have our technology. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So, but it's a lot of money. And so I want to know, that's the question here.
I hope we can sell them all.
Well, they got them at an 8.8% discount, so they'll obviously.
Yeah, but then they build in cost plus, and
but this is a revenue maker for the government. The government is the middleman to make money from these other countries, or to use it for leverage for whatever.
So what do they do?
Need.
Yeah, what do they do with the money? Where's the money go that we make from selling?
Right back into some sort of slush fund or budget. Who knows?
There it is.
Question about all government spending. Where does money go?
That's true. Yep, exactly. Where does it come from? Where does it go? 45 after the hour. Questions and answers here on the DJV program.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Lowe's knows you'll do Father's Day right by finding the perfect gift for Dad. We do it right, too, with deals on gifts he'll love and at prices you'll love. Now save $60 on a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill for just $99. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. Make this Father's Day his best one yet. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/19. Credit offer subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here's a story from Florida today. There's a new law that'll give paramedics the option of carrying firearms while they're on the job in situations that are considered high-risk areas. Governor DeSantis signed the measure allowing paramedics to defend themselves or others in scenarios like shootings, hostage situations, drug raids, that kind of stuff. Because they get called in for support in those circumstances, right?
I'm 100% for this because we have a friend who's a paramedic in a really sketchy part of Jersey, and there are times where they don't even... They, for fear of their own safety and their own lives, they don't respond to calls of shootings right away because they're just driving themselves in the ambulance in the middle of gunfire. And I am totally for this. If paramedics want to protect themselves in these precarious situations, I think they should totally be able to.
Yeah. Well, it seems practical anyway. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Thank you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You booked your time for our visit with Warren Eckstein. ThePetShow.com is his website. The Pet Show is his radio program. The Pet Show is his life. Dogs, cats, animals, and Darlene. They're all his. They're all part of his life. And it's important for us to get into some of the things that affect the lives of our pets and our lives as well. There's a study out today, Warren. I wonder what your comment is. The bottom line is that dogs can smell fear, they can sniff out the truth, they can recognize someone who is lying. I wonder how that happens. What is there about dogs that makes them so good at picking, you know, the dogs that can sniff out cancer in people? So how does that work?
Well, you know, that was my specialty, teaching dogs to sniff out narcotics and bombs. That's what I specialized in for many years in Europe. So the bottom line is a dog's sense of smell, the olfactory of a dog, is approximately 300,000 times better than ours. But here's the big difference. If Doug is cooking spaghetti sauce, I walk in the room and I smell spaghetti sauce. If the dog walks in the room, it smells the garlic, the onions, God knows, whatever you put in separately. So they differentiate those odors. That's how they sniff out drugs. And I train the first dog to detect a seizures in a woman in Massachusetts, as a matter of fact, that had epilepsy before it was even a thing to do. So their incredible sense of smell, and they pick up on changes, and changes really affect them. So, for example, when you're training dogs to, for a guard dog, for example, you have what's called an agitator. This is a man who has to really work himself up, start sweating, and change his whole body language, and that the adrenaline in the body changes, and the dog picks up on that, knows there's something wrong, and goes after that person. So the same thing happens with a person that's lying. When a person lies, their heartbeat increases, their adrenaline increases. So there's no doubt in my mind that if a dog reacts to someone in a different way, automatically I assume either they're lying or there's something about that person that I'm not going to like either. So I always take my dog's reaction as the gospel when it comes to how I'm going to judge a person as well.
You know, that's how a lie detector works. And so, this seriously, that's how the pulse and other things that's what the machine reads. So
yeah, but you don't have to plug a dog in. Into the, but no, it's amazing. And you know what? People often say to me, you know, if you're in a situation, who do you trust? And, you know, I've been in situations, life and death situations, many times with certain dogs that I've worked with. And the bottom line is, I've always trusted the dog. Okay, because there's no facade there. There's no second guessing. They react instinctively. So trusting the dog is important. So if a salesman comes to my house and he's trying to sell me insurance and my dog doesn't like him, he's right out the door.
All right, get rid of that. So I think I said something a couple of weeks ago when Daisy got squirted by the skunk, right? Did I talk to you about that?
I don't think you mentioned the skunk squirting to me.
I did not mention that. All right, well, I think I did tell the story on the DJV program, but I may not have told you that we were out for our nightly walk. And I don't keep her on a leash, or I didn't, but I do now. And she's, you know, whatever the bulldog sense in her that wasn't let loose when she was in the cage for 2 years as a breeding machine, she now, because she's found her way around the farm, she loves it, runs around. You know, she couldn't even walk when I got her. And so over in the shadows in the bushes, she sees something. And so she tears out after it and chases it into the shed next to the bushes. And I'm running after her because I see in the light on the shed, I see the white stripe of a skunk. I haven't seen a skunk on the farm. I can't tell you the last time I saw a skunk. So she chases the skunk in to the shed, and of course the skunk squirts her right between the eyes. So and she's kind of shaking her head, and she's disoriented, and she's trying to figure, I'm trying to get her out of there. So I reach in and pull her out. Damned if the skunk didn't squirt me too. So yeah, you laugh. I can still smell. She's been to every bath. She's had every kind of thing that you can imagine, and I still can't get this. I mean, it's not as bad, but she still, especially when she gets wet, smells like a skunk.
They always tell you to use tomato juice.
I did that three times.
Tomato juice and
baking soda, hydrogen peroxide, and milk.
I've been sprayed by skunks a few times in my life, Doug. Let me tell you, it wears off when it wears off. I mean, just stay away from people.
No matter how many times
you bathe, it's going to be there.
It's not on me now. I had it. It was, she hit my pants right where my wallet was, and my wallet smelled pretty bad for a while. But she still has that, and I'm giving her a bath. I'm going to give her one more bath. I brought her the groomer. Man, we did everything, but you're just saying it's going to take a while.
The skunk smell is one of those things that's, you know, it, when the world comes to an end, the one smell we'll all remember is the smell of a skunk.
All right, and only if that cockroach has that smell of the skunk will be all set. All right, well, you haven't made me feel much better, but at least you're giving us advice. If your dog gets sprayed by a skunk, you've had it for a while. That's basically the bottom line. ThePetShow.com. That's Warren's site for his pet show on the radio. 59 after on the DJV radio program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.